All right, we're going to start the recording.
Okay, recording. Good evening, the time is 6:00 PM. I'd like to call to order the November 12th, 2025 meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board to confirm that a quorum is present. I don't know if I did that the right time or not. We do have all members of the board in attendance: Jerry Blow, Dave Hoke, Mark Hunt, Guy Green, Colin Kimble, Paul Reed, and our alternate is also present. Alternate is not voting tonight, though, because we do have a full board. Our first agenda item is public comments on the agenda items. We do not have any requests to speak. I don't see any hands being raised in the audience, so we will move on to consent items. Item number 25-3343, minutes of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board meeting of October 8th, 2025. If there are board members that are in your packet, I assume everybody's had a chance to look at them. If there's no changes, I will entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Motion from Guy, do I have a second? Colin, second. All in favor?
Aye.
That sounded unanimous. So that motion carries unanimously. What do we got? Our next item, action item, is reports. Items number 25-344, board and liaison reports. I don't have anything to report from the chair seat. Marty, do we have anything from the Parks and Recs Department that you need to talk about?
I'm going to hold my item to the next item, debriefing on the Veterans Day ceremony.
Okay. I don't think we have a city rep here tonight. So we have no report from the city. And that takes care of that item number. So we'll move on to item number 25-3345, debrief of the 2025 Veterans Day ceremony. Marty, I'll go ahead and let you start with your comments, since you guys do most of the heavy lifting.
Sure. So not with a lot of context, but it was proposed to me that on the ceremony, the handout page that we were given for this year, that a couple alterations be made to this. One being that the time be changed to 10 o'clock instead of 11 o'clock, to kind of match up with the memorial one. And the second one was to remove the scripture nested in the bottom there. If there's any other input from Amy that would like to add to that, anything more, if it's up for discussion, we can talk about that. But that was what was proposed to me today.
Marty, can you pass the programs down so everyone can just take a look at where the scripture is in case they don't remember?
Yeah, I would agree. When I kind of looked and I saw that scripture, it's really more of a Memorial Day scripture, so we probably need to find a better quote about veterans for the Veterans Day one. I don't know about changing the time, though. I think we went with 11 because it's November, and you never know. It could be cold at 10, so I think that's... So we'll revisit it next November. We'll kind of see. We can look at maybe adjusting the time.
Well, if I could add...
But it's also 11 o'clock on the 11th hour, the 11th day.
It's symbolic.
It's also that.
Veterans Day was...
Yep.
From the armistice of the...
World War I.
In the war to end all wars in World War I, it was signed on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And so it's symbolic that we do it at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, so...
Good evening. Good to see you guys. I'm Amy Kincaid, for record. There's no pressure on changing the time. Okay. There was just quite a number of people that showed up at 10 o'clock, including Seth, thinking, well, we always start at 10 o'clock, which is Memorial Day.
Right.
So no pressure one way or the other, but just wanted to mention that. So.
Okay. Well, the bigger question is maybe we need to move Memorial Day to 11. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll
visit that when we start
that plan. We did at one point, but we moved it to 10 for some reason.
Probably got too hot. Yeah, because it gets hot in May. It can be, you know, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely, we probably need to figure out a better quote for the Veterans Day program versus the Memorial Day program. All right. Anything else, Marty?
That's it. Thank you.
I'll go through the board. Mark, do you have any input from the air boss?
Yeah, a couple things. One is, you know, we want to time it as closely as we can. And again, it's, you know, I went up and I talked to Cindy well before the ceremony kicked off because I mentioned it to you, Colin, because I wanted to try to get from her from start to finish on the final choral presentation, how long is that going to be, right? And she actually was pretty quick to pull out her phone and she had recorded it before, so she had, I'm assuming, a pretty good idea of the length of it. And so she gave me a time of 3 minutes and 48 seconds. Now, I listened to what she said, and I came up with a different time, about 40 seconds longer than her. But when I shared that with her, she was like, no, you're about 40 seconds too long. And so, you know, I'm going to defer to her.
She's the director.
Her music, right? So, long story short, the aircraft came in a little earlier than what we would have wanted, I think. And but the people that I did talk to afterwards were like, they didn't even know it, you know.
Personally, I thought it was perfect because the first pass was right at the high note of the Hallelujah chorus. They went Hallelujah, and the plane flew right over. I thought Mark is good.
Nailed it.
Yeah. So I you know, because again, we had that long wait for them to go make that turn. So I you know. I think it was okay.
There was another comment, and Guy, you had mentioned it, and someone else had mentioned it to me. They didn't even know they were going to come back. I mean, the aircraft knew it. We all up here knew it,
right?
But there were people in the audience who didn't know the aircraft were going to come and make a second pass,
right?
And when I thought about that, I was like, maybe in the program, we should kind of break that out so that people know there's going to actually be
A second pass.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not instantaneous. The aircraft got to go down and,
big turn.
You know, turn, make a turn.
Yeah, okay.
And, Colin, you look like you wanted to comment on that, too.
No, you nailed the timing perfect. But that big, pregnant pause between that second pass, we typically in the past we've made a mention of it. But one of the things that Cindy talked about is maybe timing it to where they take the first pass when they begin singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're continuing to sing, and then when they get to the Hallelujah voice, they come. So that's something that we can talk. And I also talked to her about if you guys could hum something or, you know.
Right, there was this long pregnant pause there. Yeah.
It was longer than normal. I don't know if there was an air traffic issue. We noticed that there was some.
No, I was out there talking to him today.
Okay.
Right, because I had to return the radio and the headset. There was nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, he asked me how it went. I said it went great. You guys did a fantastic job.
But I think we've got some opportunities to maybe make some tweaks next year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's all I had.
All right. Dave, anything from your foxhole?
Well, I apologize for not being there. I was meeting with Congressman Self, so.
Yeah, you know, you have something else. I don't know if you've gotten any feedback from anybody who was there. No?
Hmm?
You didn't get any feedback from anybody like that at the VFW? They weren't moaning to you?
The number of them that did go have told me that they thought it was excellent.
Great. Jerry?
No, I thoroughly enjoyed the ceremony. I thought it was very well done.
Okay.
And I thought the flyover was fine. I thought it looked good to me.
Perfect. Guy?
Not at all. Other than I was oblivious to the second time around. I just
Colin, anything else?
No, like I say, well done. And I think it was a little, the attendance was higher this year.
It looked like a good crowd, because I was in the very back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, away with the radio. And I'm not going to say every seat was taken, because I couldn't tell, but it was really a good crowd, and the music was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there's a lot of people standing in the shades rather than sitting in the chairs.
In the sun.
Yeah. The sun.
Paul, anything from your end?
No. No.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Just the two things, so the board knows, one of my goals for this year as your chair is to write scripts for our two ceremonies. Everybody's always just winged it, right? So I asked Seth, I said, hey, didn't you have scripts? No, I just kind of wing it. And that's great for those of us who have been around the board a little bit and are good at extemporaneous speaking. In my life, I used to run ceremonies for Fort Jackson, so I'm used to writing ceremony scripts, and the timing is on there. Lines would be like, planes fly over, you make the announcement, please stay. So hopefully I get all that done. We'll circulate that. So going on, you know, when we're all gone, the next guys go, oh, where's the Veterans Day script? Okay, yeah, because it's all in our brains right now, and their brains, and on the spreadsheet. And the other thing is I want to say thank you to the city. Personally, I think it looked eminently better with no seats in front of the wall. You know, I think us sitting with the crowd is fine. You know, we don't need to be centered. So please do that again for Memorial Day. And I think it's easier to get to the platform because it's mm-hmm. flat now. They're not going up. I mean, I just think it worked a lot better. I walked in, I was like, you know, so I appreciate the city doing that for us when setting up. I just think it looked that way. The wall is just
open,
unencumbered, yeah. You know. So, all right. Trina, anything from you? Step up to the mic, please.
Mainly, I just want to say thank you to every single one of you, all of you, for all the hard work that you put into the ceremony. And of course, especially honoring RD as well. I cannot tell you how grateful I am, and he would have been really proud. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, it's our honor. Melissa, since you were there and we didn't know you were there, did you see anything that, as a new alternate board member, that caught your fancy, or?
Well, I'm ashamed to say that I really didn't know that memorial was there. And it was amazing. I had never seen it. It was beautiful. I took my mom. She's been involved in VFW for a long time in Sherman. She now lives in Wiley. And so I asked her if she wanted to go, and she said yes. And so the flyover was amazing. And Seth, I think it was Seth that was the MC.
Yeah, he was the MC.
He did say that there would be a second flyover in a few minutes. So I think that was communicated okay to the crowd. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, my mom made the comment when they were flying over that if you're not patriotic after seeing that, you're dead. So that was her comment.
I would agree. You know,
I took a lot of pictures. I don't know if you guys want pictures because I was trying to get the plane going off the missing man.
Did we ever figure out who was our Facebook keeper that could post pictures?
I can post them.
So, if you have Colin afterwards, and you can email him to Colin if he wants to put some up or whatever because
okay. We
don't put anything on the – or I don't know if the city – Amy, does the city want them maybe? I don't know if they had anything out there or whatnot.
Melissa, if you'll email them to me as well, that'd be great. And I can then BCC all the board members so they can all receive them.
Okay.
Yeah, they can pick which one they want. I wasn't even seeing what I was shooting.
Yeah, you just take them away.
Yeah. I was just trying to take as often as I could.
Thank you.
Okay. I think that concludes that action item. So, again, I appreciate everybody's input. We will take it to heart, make those notes, and make next year's ceremony even better. Do we have any other public comments for matters that were not on the agenda? Board members, any announcements?
I just want to know, you're going to make you're going to run a script for the service.
The tea ceremony, that's the plan.
Do that for this Memorial Day?
That's my goal.
Oh, okay.
That's my goal, is to have at least a rough draft or something for Memorial Day. Because I'm the one speaking at Memorial Day, and if you don't give me a script, I tend to go Colin. I love Colin. But yes, so that's my goal, is to get the Memorial Day one first and then come back and do the Veterans Day one.
Great.
You know, they're not long scripts. They're pretty easy, but again, it's that way. Anybody can step in if something happens.
Yep.
All right. Anybody else? Any announcements?
I have some stones from Incheon Beach, where the Marines landed in Korea and ultimately liberated the peninsula. So Paul Grimes brought these back. So we will find a way to incorporate this into the memorial before Memorial Day.
Okay. Great. All right. Anybody else? I would just like to say, I don't know if anybody else up here, I think Guy, you ride a motorcycle. There is the One Tribe Foundation is doing a motorcycle ride this Saturday from Maverick Harley-Davidson down in Carrollton. Mm-hmm. Used to be called the 22 Kill. It's to commemorate and raise funds for veteran suicide awareness. So if any of you are out and about, and they do a big party afterwards, there's food trucks and bands and that kind of stuff. But it's start and ends at Maverick Harley-Davidson down there in Carrollton. So if anybody's interested, I will be riding. The weather's supposed to be nice. So I'm glad the weather's supposed to be nice.
And I'd like to add that the VFW is having their motorcycle ride on December 7th, the Toys for Tots.
Toys for Tots.
Okay. Toys for Tots ride.
Yep.
On the 6th of December. And that'll start over at the ride now facility, the Power Sports Motorcycle Dealership.
Okay.
And end up back at the post with, again, music, food, raffles.
All that good stuff.
All that good stuff. So.
All right. Do we have any other, no other comments? I don't see any other comments. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion.
6:15. We got a motion from Guy, a second.
Second.
From Jerry down there. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We carry unanimous to adjourn. This meeting is adjourned.